Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A horrific news out of Hollywood where Rob Reiner, actor, director, comedian, found dead in his home along with his wife, their son Nick, now in custody, and shocking. We should be still talking about Rob Reiner for years to come and many other projects. And joining us now is Tim Lammers on the John Schuster Kobelbanger Hotline. I saw Tim's post this morning. Tim, shocking news. And I know you've been up all night, really, just kind of writing about Rob and going over. You had not talked to him that long ago. You must be like the rest of us, just in complete shock here.
Oh, absolutely in shock. Yeah. I mean, you know, look. In such of an unexpected manner,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
And, you know, that's what's frightening. And the thing was, the story itself started to develop yesterday afternoon, and the reports were that there were two people found dead in the residence of Rob Reiner's, you know, home and his wife Michelle, but they didn't identify them. Although they did say that, you know, the victims are age 78 and 68, and I looked it up, and Rob Reiner, there you go, 78 years old. So the actual confirmation didn't really come until Saturday or Sunday night. So it took a while for them to release the information, but this is a story that is still unfolding and playing out. You know, as my wife and I are sitting there watching the winning Minnesota Vikings for a change. She said, this is so surreal that you just talked with him in September, 3 months ago.
And
after all of the reporting last night, I did a piece for Forbes that kind of was like a retrospective on his career. I looked back at that interview. It's a Zoom interview, about 20 minutes long. And, you know, it's sort of eerie because at the end, you know, I ask him, and so naturally, would you see doing another Spinal Tap movie, you know, after two? I mean, you came back for two, could you see three? And he says, well, I better get going on it fast, you know. I mean, I'm up there now. And I said, you know, yeah, I mean, I hope to see it. Apparently, he did a concert. A concert film or something with Spinal Tap apparently is in the works. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, Spinal Tap 2 is his last film, which is ironic because his first film as a director was in 1984 with This Is Spinal Tap, which is really, it's an all-time film classic. You know, you're talking about films that you're talking about years and years and years. And at 84, what are we talking about? Almost 41 years ago. And we're still citing lines and different things from that film. But obviously that wasn't the beginning and the end of his film career. He had, you know, When Harry Met Sally and Stand By Me and The Princess Bride and The American President and Misery and The Bucket List. Yeah. I mean, his
A Few
list
Good Men.
On and on. Yeah. A Few Good Men. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you try to think of all these films on the top of your head, and the impact is just wide and deep. I mean, it is just such of a huge loss for the business, losing Rob Reiner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just, and do you have any, we know that his son was arrested and charged with the murder. We know it was a stabbing, both Rob Reiner and his wife. I know very little about his son. I was just reading that he was, somebody who struggled with addiction. Do you have any information on who his son was? Was he involved in the industry? Anything like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, since the story is unfolding, I've been reluctant to write or comment about stuff like that because, you know, there is a story that's out that his one of his sons, he has two sons and a daughter with Michelle, is in custody. So, I mean, you can read all about that out there. I mean, last night, and this is what was kind of, you know, different outlets. It was like the Wild West out there, you know, talking and citing unnamed sources and this and that and the other thing. It's like, this is a dangerous way to be playing this thing, right? My reporting so far is really just focused on his legacy and his career. Yeah. And not of so course. Much on the crime itself.
That's
but
fair.
Again,
fair.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, in all fairness, I mean, you got to remember, too, if indeed his a family member is involved, I mean, it just makes it that much more tragic. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that information will come out in due time. So right now, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are just processing the fact that he's gone. I mean, it's just a really heartbreaking thing.
I mean, you think about Rob Reiner. I mean, his father is a world famous comedian, Carl Reiner, and then he, you know, that it's so difficult sometimes for kids without being accused of, you know, nepotism to carve out their own path. And he, Rob Reiner, carved out quite a path, you know, starting as an actor and being on a legendary sitcom as an integral part of All in the Family, and then launches this remarkable career as a director from not only super funny comedies, but also very serious. I mean, just a wide variety of great, great films.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about his career was his first screen role was in 1961, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he had a good 24 roles, guest roles on television and the like, before All in the Family happened, which was from 1971 to 1978. And then there was Archie Bunker's Place that went on for a year, and he made like a couple appearances on that show as well. So, yeah, I mean, he certainly toiled for a long time before his big breakthrough. You know, it's interesting about the whole nepotism argument. I get that. But there was an interview I did a long, long time ago. I will never forget. It was with, sorry about that. It was with Nona Gay, the daughter of the great Marvin Gaye. And, you know, I asked her about, you know, how difficult it was for her to, you know, find work. And she says, well, there's no question that my dad's name opened doors, but I'm the one that has to walk through it and perform, because otherwise, look, you know, if you don't deliver and fall flat on your face, you're setting yourself up for public humiliation. So there's no question that Rob Reiner, getting back to him, had talent, and he certainly
absolutely
showed that. And you know, again, the most amazing thing is to, I mock documentaries. I mean, they coined them mockumentaries. Can you think of any before Spinal Tap?
No.
I mean,
no,
he kind
no.
of not only started off by directing that film, but in a way starting or just really planting the seed with a new genre. I mean, mm-hmm. think about that. And then on top of that, on top of him directing it, he was in it, you know? He was directing himself as his documentarian. So you're right, Adam. I mean, if you think about that, Misery is a horror film. I mean, it's a Stephen King film. Stand By Me is actually based on a Stephen King short story called The Body. A Few Good Men, Aaron Sorkin, that was a stage play, but that's obviously a military courtroom drama. But yes, you have, and I think I said this on the show not too long ago, but undoubtedly the best romantic comedy of all time is When Harry Met Sally. And of course, you can't forget The Princess Bride either. You know,
it's really hard
to pinpoint stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cold classic,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And just, it's such in our vernacular. You know, this one goes to 11. Like you said, there are so many uh-huh. lines. I'll have what she's having. As you wish, Princess Bride. It has become sort of our mainstream. Like, I quote them all the time. Nobody gets my references, but I still use them.
Well, as long as you say them to me and Adam, Jordana, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's interesting. One of the things that I did ask him about in the Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, which I do believe if it hasn't started streaming on HBO Max yet, it will be this week sometime. So that's sort of odd timing. But I asked him, because there are several callbacks in that film to the original Spinal Tap film, but they didn't try to amp up the whole, this is, for lack of better words, amp up the whole, this goes to 11 bit. And I asked him about that. I thought, well, that's interesting. He says, you know what? You can't top it. You know, when you have a phrase like that that's part of the mm-hmm. Oxford English Dictionary, forget it. know? So he let it live on its own, you know? But yeah, that's only one of the many quotable lines of his films. And God, it's just, again, it feels so weird. I mean, it's just kind of Paul that's hanging in the air. I mean, obviously I didn't know Rob Reiner. I interviewed him three times over the years. The first time actually was for The Bucket List. And then, it was a couple of kids that starred in it. I'll have to look it up, but there were three films that I talked with him for. But obviously these films have had such of an impact on our lives that yes, you do feel a part of them and a part of who he was because he had that much of an impact on your life as a viewer.
Yeah.
Nominated for only one time nominated for an Academy Award, and that was Best Picture for A Few Good Men. I'm shocked by that because, think of all the great works that he was mm-hmm. responsible for, probably deserved to have at least one, if not two Oscars.
Well, I mean, and if I could be critical of the Oscars for a minute, I mean,
Feel free.
It is silly that you see people that haven't been around that long win Oscars. I won't name names, but one in particular performer last year, Demi Moore, should have won, but mm-hmm. didn't. Mm-hmm. And you have people like Rob Reiner who have never won. And A Few Good Men was nominated for four, and Jack Nicholson was supporting, and it was Best Picture. But yeah, it is pretty amazing how, you know, he wasn't even honored with a lifetime achievement. Now, I can see that happening posthumously now.
Obviously,
and I can also tell you, mm-hmm. having mulling over the stars of one of his films, A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise, sure, he's never won an award, an Academy Award outright, but I can't really think of a greater honor than being honored for your body of work and the impact that you've had as a whole. And so, you know, with any luck, the Academy is going to rectify that in some sort of way. Certainly they will have a tribute for him coming up here. But yeah, I mean, I think the win for him, and if you talk to any actors out there who have never won, and I've talked with a lot of them who should have won, one thing they often say is that, you know what, the true award is the fact, A, that you're working, but B, that people respond to your work in profound ways. I mean, those those top a trophy or an Oscar statuette any single day. And so he did not win that Oscar, but he was a winner. You know, I mean, there's no other way of, you know, boiling it down than he won because of the, you know, the way that he, you know, just everything that he gave our to our lives, you know, with his entertainment. It was such of an incredible thing.
Very grateful for Rob Reiner. Thank you for taking the time also today to discuss this. Boy, you've been on our show quite a bit, which we love having you, Tim. And I'm sorry that this is such a sad topic today, because I was shocked and sad. You know, I don't know Rob Reiner, but I think there is that sense. We always talk about this when a celebrity passes. Like, we felt like we knew him. Yep. He played a huge role. I mean, from Meathead to Spinal Tap 2. Yeah. I just watched it on the plane. Like, he's been there for a lot of my entertainment, and he will be sorely missed in my life.
Well, one thing I can tell you is that when you did talk with him, you know, ever, he always made you feel like he knew you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was just such of a natural, free-flowing conversation the first time around, as well as, you know, the most recent one I had with him in September.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for the
All right. We'll talk with memories. You both on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.